How should we start this thing?
Is this thing even on? Oh, how does this work?
I wish I knew. We'll just introduce ourselves?
I guess so.
Hi guys, I'm Katarina.
My name is Leal.
And we talk too much, so we decided to record ourselves while doing it. I guess we'll just kind of dive into how we met and what this podcast will kind of be about. It'll just be an introduction to what this journey will take you on.
Exactly. So if you didn't know, me and Katarina here are high school sweethearts.
Yes. Oh, we've been in love. We met at a local high school, St. Pius, in grade 9, right?
It was grade 9,
I think we had gym class together.
We did have gym class together. We weren't that great of friends at the time,
no,
though. We had separate friend groups.
Definitely, because she was in immersion and I was in core. And if anyone knows,
those rivalry. Enemies since day one. Not much has changed.
I think grade 10, end of grade 9, end of grade 10, it started more. But honestly, grade 11 English class is where we full yeah. on like
hit
fell
it
in
all.
Love.
Completely. I think before grade 10, we didn't have as many mutual friends.
Yes.
So there weren't that many people really connecting us, and you had gone to a different middle school. So I didn't know much about you, but grade 11, when Schroeder's English class came through and it was just us against the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think that's where it flourished.
Yeah, we always tell Mr. Schroeder, like, hey, when it was nice out, we'd be like, hey, can we go work outside? And he's like, yeah, go ahead. So we just pick up our binders, just sit outside and do nothing.
We would sit in the quad and do nothing for the entirety of the period.
What if he listens to this? We did work.
Mr. Schroeder, you were amazing.
Yeah.
Thank
honestly,
you for
though,
your services.
One of like my favorite classes, and it's also because it made me so much closer to like so many other people I didn't think I'd
right.
be close to.
It was a diverse class.
It was and he was such a great teacher. Like, he just brought us all together, like, if
right.
that makes sense.
It almost didn't matter. There were so many people in that class who weren't friends with each other, but it almost didn't matter
it
when
didn't
you were
matter.
In that class.
Yeah.
He was such a good energy
yeah.
to bring people together.
Because we were friends in grade 10, but he, like, just tied it in.
Right.
And
exactly.
then, So
in other words, thank you, Mr. Schroeder. We owe this podcast to you this friendship to you.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so that's where, like, it kind of hit off. And then ever since, like, it just... Now we're going into fourth year. We're still going strong.
Oh my God, we're old. We have grown since then. You know.
Yeah. So anyways, that's one thing. That's how we met. And
yeah.
university has just, like, made it so much more concrete.
Right.
You kind of had to help each other get through the hard times,
oh,
the
yeah.
struggles.
Absolutely.
We'd study in the library. I don't do this anymore because I'm not a crackhead, but I used to study at school. Like, remember when we studied for poli-sci and, like, we
Dude.
Aced that exam, but we stayed there until, what, like, 3 a.m., went home to sleep and met back again at 8 a.m.?
Yeah, and I still do that. Like, I
can't believe it. I peace out. I'm going to bed.
No, I, like, when the library is open later on exam time, I still do that. But I remember, so after grade 12, you know, after prom, after graduation, you kind of have to pick who you want to be your friend forever, because at that point, you're not forced to
see
anyone.
It's a contract, it's locked, it's sealed.
It's true. I mean, think about how many people you called your friend in high school because you had to see them every day.
Yeah.
So at that point...
And it was also so convenient. Like, you'd
right.
see them, like, I still...
8 hours a day.
Nothing against any of those people, but it's
no.
just, like, I don't, like, on top of work, on top of school, on top of, like, relationships, my family, like, there's only so many people I can see, and it's
Absolutely.
A whole, like... 2.5 people.
And I think we're in the same boat.
A
Most
lot of people
are
like this, yeah.
Honestly, like, after high school, there's so much that goes on in your life. You really have to wind yourself down to a certain amount of people.
Yeah, but then when you bump into them, it's all, hey, how have you been? Like, how's
Absolutely.
Life? It's all good.
It's
all good
so
vibes.
Civil. It's
yeah.
so civil.
Yeah.
It's so, it's a good energy. You know
yeah.
what I mean? There's no, it's not necessary at all to, like, avoid people from high school. Like, I go to, like, the local grocery store. It's not that big of a city. I go to a local grocery store and see someone from high school who I might not have even talked to once, but I'll be like, hey, what's up? Like,
you have that commonality. Like, we both suffer that. High school together, you know?
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly. It's almost like a sense of maturity.
Yeah,
now.
Maybe. Yeah,
I don't
true.
Know, but I like it. It's so civil. It's
There's
mature.
No need to be fucking, like, rude about it or anything.
Honestly, or like, I hate everyone from high school. Like,
no.
That is so dramatic. That's no. not necessary. Unless you had a traumatic experience.
That- Which... we did, but not in terms of...
right. Not necessarily, like, a significant traumatic
yeah,
experience.
Yeah, just because of schoolwork that we didn't want to do.
Right. But I'm getting way off topic. So the point is that after grade 12 ended, we kind of had to choose who were our, like, forever friends, like, people we stuck with every day. And just so happened that me and Kat were going to the same university, and honestly, our schedules, I don't know how, we had that one class together, but our schedules still lined up pretty nicely in
first
year.
They lined up pretty well, but we also, like, made a lot of time for each other. And even if we didn't have classes together, we'd have them at the same time, and we'd have a break, or one of us would have a break between classes. And, like, for example, you'd have a class in, like, let's say an hour and a half, but I'd have to go home. Like, I would just stay that hour and a half with you. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. We made it work pretty well, I think. Yeah. Despite, like, we studied together and spent time together during that one course. But other than that, we were still together a decent amount of time.
Decent. Yeah. But it's also, like, you motivate me so well to, like, stay on. Yeah. To stay, like, on track. Like, there's some people you can and cannot study with.
Definitely.
And you're someone I can study with. So. Right. And I really value that. I still value my homie G's that I can't study with. Love them to death. But, like, you keep me focused.
Right. And it depends. Like, there's some of my, like, closest friends, I'm like, get away from me. I can't study with you. Like, you're just so distracting. Yeah. You have to be. Or, like, if I'm studying around Paul. Oh, my God. That is
Paul's her boyfriend.
Yes. Yeah. He's very distracting. I just don't know. Like, he's not in school at the moment. He works full time.
Because he finished. Yeah.
Right. Because he's done. So if I'm sitting there trying to get a paper done and he's chilling, watching videos at maximum volume, as all men do, how on earth am I going to get anything done? It's not possible. But if I'm sitting with Kat, chilling, we both know we've got shit to do.
Yeah.
You know?
And sometimes, I'll admit, I, like, steer off track a lot. And I would rather be talking as, like, one might, or, like, just doing absolutely anything, but I'll clean my whole house instead of, like, studying for an exam. Like, I'll do anything but then Leal kind of, like, hey, bitch, like, get on track.
Get to it. Yeah. You got shit to do.
But also, I don't know, like, school is a better setting for me anyways, so
yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's just, that's where we kind of, like, solidified our friendship and, like, we, like, even more and we just went crazy together, you know?
Ride or dies, homie. Ride or die. Once you've stayed in the library together past midnight,
where
it's over for
you. People
walk
barefoot and...
Oh, yeah. Like, people just coming around handing you Red Bulls just to keep you going through the night.
You know,
the friendship... You honestly, I don't think you can't be friends after that.
Yeah, you just experience so much.
You can't end a friendship after... That is such a dramatic way of putting it. But I mean, how fitting.
How fitting. So anyways, that's how we met.
And... How do we stay friends, Kat? How do we manage to tolerate each other every waking day? I think I text you every day.
Yeah. Not that it's all day.
No.
But, like...
At least once a day.
Like, if someone almost hits me with my car, I'll text Lyle saying, someone almost fucking hit me with their car. Or if I get a job interview.
Right.
Or just even, Lyle, I want popcorn. Like, just anything stupid.
It's so weird. It's almost like you don't consciously choose, like... Kat is the friend that I'm going to text anytime something happens to me. You don't consciously choose that.
It just is.
You just, I guess, how does that work? Like, you just find yourself so comfortable with one person.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, this is my person that I'm going to tell everything to.
Yeah. But me and you are also really, really open with each other.
Yeah.
Like, hardcore truthful. And I'm like this with other friends, too. And I really appreciate those friendships. Because
right?
if I'm being a bitch, I want you to tell me I'm being a bitch.
And I feel like we're good for that. Neither of us really have a filter when we're together, but we're good at being, like, kind of setting each other straight, being like, you know what, like, that's not cool right now.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that, or you shouldn't say that.
Yeah, or if I'm, like, yeah, if I'm shitty, like, even to my brother, like, if I do something shitty to my brother and, like, Leal doesn't agree to it, like, you'll tell me, like,
absolutely,
hey, like, Kat, I think you crossed the line here.
Like, absolutely.
We just, like, it's just,
it's honest. Like a constructive friendship.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. we don't, and when we say something, it's not... to be mean. It's always to help each other grow. And I know that sounds corny and shit, but, like, you just gotta tell your girlfriend, like, hey, you're being a dick.
Exactly. You know? Like, exactly. You know what, though? Now that I think of it, I don't think I've ever had you say something to me, like, constructive criticism type of thing, and I've been like, whoa, like, that's rude, or taken it offensively.
No.
Because I know for a fact that there are some things that I do say or ways that I behave that I don't necessarily see myself doing them.
Yeah,
I don't
you never see yourself.
Wrong.
Or you don't see the consequences of what you're doing.
Exactly. And I, instead of like, just, I don't know why, but my natural instinct isn't to get offended. It's to be like, okay, I'm so lucky I have a friend to be like, bitch, wake up. Like, you know what I mean? Not everyone is that real or that genuine and authentic of a friend to have that comfort with.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
So I'm actually thankful for that.
Yeah. And also, if I want, I'll just burp or fart beside her, too, and that's a
good thing. Oh, the burping. Okay, so the first time I ever came over to Kat's house, this is a story.
This was, like, when we were younger, okay, guys?
Just a little disclaimer. We were, like, 5 years younger. What was it, like grade 9 or 10? Not 9.
It was 10, and I think we had an assignment to do together.
Yeah.
And my brother and his friends were over. We were eating those potato smileys, and I, like, let out a burp. Because, like, you know, potato smileys, I mean. And
you should have seen the way she looked up because it was our first time hanging out. She let this burp out, loudest burp ever. And I guess she was like, oh, my God, like, this isn't the first time hanging out with this girl. I'm not comfortable with her yet. I can't do that. She looked up at me. I stared her dead in the eye and burped.
Just solidified it.
I think, you know what? Backtrack. That was how we solidified our friendship.
Cancel everything else. But yeah, that's like how this has kind of blossomed into the fucking chaos that it is, our friendship.
Yep.
But then in terms of the podcast, Liel, how did we come across this idea? Tell it.
So, you know, it's trouble when me and Kat have a day off together. Things like this come about. So a couple weeks ago, Kat and I had a day off together, and it just so happens that she's been recording a podcast for her work, and so she was feeling very inspired.
They're so fun.
Right, and neither of us have done this thing before, no. So it's not like we could have, you know, had this idea before.
No, we didn't know.
Yeah.
Because you know how you always tell your friends, like, we should have a reality TV show. Right. We should have a YouTube channel. It's always, we should.
And you never do anything about it.
You never do anything about it. But something about a podcast, maybe because I can look like a rat and record at the same time.
Right. And there's so no appealing the being on camera thing. No. Like, I can't. Honestly, kudos to every YouTuber who ever exists to, like, get ready and look nice to get on camera.
And just having the confidence to be you in front of a camera.
Dude,
like, you know.
Right. If there was a camera here right now, oh no. Oh no.
We're hiding.
You should see what we look like right now.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay. So sorry.
Yeah. So Kat was feeling very inspired. And so we're sitting by the pool. It's her day off. Out of nowhere, she looks at me and goes, Liel, I have a crazy idea. And right then and there, I knew that this could go either freaking way possible. This could go a million different ways. And I honestly was a little scared.
Like, well, when I look at you with my eyes and tell you I have a crazy idea.
Like, yeah, my body was like, this is fear. You should be feeling fear right now. So I was like, oh my God, Kat, what's your idea? Hit me with it. Let's hear it. She goes, we should start a podcast. That was like the last thing I ever thought she was going to say.
I imagine what crossed your mind. You probably thought I was going to go rob a bank or something.
It was like Godspeed. Like, it was so many things going through my mind at the same time. I was like, what is this woman going to say? I'm so scared. But she said, let's start a podcast. And I think I thought about it for like not even a minute, like 30 seconds. And I was like, okay. It wasn't even something I had to deeply consider. I was like, within seconds, I was like, I talk way too much. Katarina talks way too much. We both have way too many opinions. What else could we do with those opinions?
We might as well make use of it.
We're either going to write a book or start a podcast. Which one sounds more appealing?
Okay, the book's next. Real talk.
A memoir.
But anyways, that's how we kind of started. We whipped up some ideas, some topics, so stay tuned for those. And then it came run down to, like, what's this going to be called?
Exactly.
And then we just came up with...
We had a list of a few names, actually.
Yeah. But this was... I think this one was just so... Just it's us.
It just makes sense.
Like, we just
talked the names much. We had were cute. They were kind of relevant, but this one, it just fits. Yeah. And no matter what happens to both of us, no matter how we change, this is the one constant.
Yeah, we talk too much. We always talk too much. And also, it also is such a broad title that it allows us to talk about multiple topics, ideas. So that's what we will be doing through this podcast. Absolutely. We have a lot of things lined up. We're going to talk about relationships, school, friendship, like working.
Anything. Even interviews. Taboo topics.
Yeah.
Like, things that people don't normally want to talk about or people don't feel like they want to talk about. Touching back on the fact that you said we're so open with each other, it's so easy for us to create a giant list of things, no matter what they are.
Yeah.
Even if they're normal to talk about or kind of taboo.
Yeah.
We still want to talk about.
And we can disagree. It's not this, like...
Exactly.
Need to agree, like, kind of... Well, I'm not your yes man, you're not my yes man. Like, it's just...
Exactly.
We, like, spill our ideas, we bounce off of each other, so that's kind of what this is going to be.
Honestly...
This podcast will be a mess.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This podcast is going to be a mess.
But I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, too. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, so this is us talking too much.
As per usual.
So stay tuned for more episodes. We'll release them... whenever we want.
We have a pretty thick list of topics. We're going to tackle everything from, I don't know, school. We're going to talk about relationships. Yep. What else, Kat? We're going to talk about...
I guess they'll just have to listen, Lael.
I love that.
Yeah. So this is us talking too much.
You heard the woman.
Hope to fill your ears with sounds later.
Good one.
That was fucking horrible. I'm just stopping.
We'll catch you next time.
Bye.